This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Take time and go fill out that petition, would you? I would appreciate it. I was stunned when I heard that earlier this month, and still having a little trouble with it. So anyway, let's go on to the experts, shall we? The headline reads, Dr. Deborah Birx puzzled by new coronavirus cases in lockdown cities like D.C., L.A., and Chicago. And as you, if you were to read in on that very brief post, you would find her saying, I've asked the CDC, and the CDC is working with local areas in Chicago and this area and L.A. to totally understand where are these new cases and where they're coming from and what do we really need to do to prevent them in the future. Similarly, Governor Cuomo was similarly shocked to learn that 66% of hospital admissions for coronavirus in New York City came from people who had stayed at home in response to his lockdown orders. It's one of those things that make you go, Now, the governor could be excused for his bafflement since he was listening to experts. In crass medical slang, an expert is just some SOB from out of town with slides. That's in a good, you know... Yeah, an expert, someone who's taken the time to organize his presentation, but the audience has no upfront way to assess the value of what said expert has to say unless it possesses a degree of expertise as well, which would make them an expert. Now, neither the president nor the governor has such independent knowledge because they're not epidemiologists, they're not scientists, they're not engineers, they're, you know. And both of these leaders are powerhouses in the political arena, but they're way out of their depth in medicine. So that means it's really easy to make an appeal to authority and take Fauci and Birx at face value. Although, you know, Fauci was, prior to all this coming out, he wrote a, you know, somewhat secluded, when I say not, it wasn't, most people didn't see it. He wrote an article in the New England Journal of Medicine saying this was not going to be as bad as the flu. He said, but, you know, watch what I have to do to try to keep it that way. Now, when Cuomo and Birx discovered that the prescription failed, it was time to apply Einstein's maxim, which is insanity is doing something a second time and expecting a different answer. So you locked down and it didn't work. Perhaps you should listen to the red team this time. All right, you didn't war game this, so you don't know. So, of course, the answer was right in front of them all the time, but the virology team that recommended the lockdown spent its career researching HIV/AIDS. That's a very important distinction because AIDS, HIV, is bloodborne. SARS-CoV-2 is airborne. Bloodborne diseases are relatively easy to contain since their transmission is limited to well-defined risky behavior. Airborne diseases, well, they rarely cooperate that way on that one. So when the Diamond Princess was quarantined, almost 4,000 healthy people were stuck in a closed environment with a few infected people. They were locked down, so to speak. Does that sound familiar? When healthy people were stuck with infected people, they got sick. Overall, about 20% got the bug. And that's higher than New York City even now. So why would a couple of researchers who knew so much about viruses miss this key point? I mean, that's a question that needs to be asked and answered. Epidemics aren't about the details of protein coats and genomes and binding sites. Those are what Fauci and Birx specialized in. But epidemics are about people getting infected and passing the infection on. And by the time we started talking about lockdowns, we knew four salient facts. Number one, COVID-19 is a respiratory pathogen. It can, while it can be passed by contact, It's usually passed by droplet or aerosol. Second, it was already in the wild, so that means that it had long since escaped the containment. Third, as a coronavirus, it is easily neutralized by UV light, including sunlight. So let's all go indoors. Fourth, it was primarily fatal in the sick and elderly population. The Kirkland, Washington nursing home disaster in Lombardy, Italy, had already made this very clear. An epidemiologist would have looked at those basic facts and made a few recommendations. First, anyone known to be ill with COVID-19 should be isolated. Not isolated in a room with a bunch of people, because that's not isolation. Isolation means that you are effectively alone. Effectively alone. Now, that doesn't mean that you cannot get in there and, have people coming in. But these have to be people that are protected. It's not going to be by a mask and a pair of gloves. They're going to be wearing a hazmat suit. Everything in your environment is going to be controlled. That's isolation. That's quarantine. That's the basic element of quarantine. So you take sick people out of circulation. Next, you use standard infection control measures in taking care of them. And this protects caregivers. Then you do track and trace to identify sources and new infections. That's Epidemiology 101. And Fauci and Birx, doctors both, failed that test. And you would think, if you are a doctor at the level they are a doctor of, whatever it is, they're a doctor of, their speciality, their field of expertise, you would think that if you don't know what to do, you would know people that know what to do. And you would think you would ask them. I mean, that's what Trump's doing. Trump is a manager. But he has managers to handle stuff that he doesn't know how to handle. He just knows what he wants his outcome to be. He says, this is my outcome, go make it happen. Fauci and Birx, of course, were not paying attention. The only public health step remaining was to make certain that the elderly and infirm, the only high-risk group, was protected. But you don't do it by locking them up in a closed space with poor ventilation. You don't do as Governors Cuomo and Whitmer did by deliberately mixing ill patients with uninfected nursing home populations. That's the Diamond Princess deja vu all over again. New York City's rent control departments have large numbers of elderly in rickety lodging that has really bad, almost non-functioning ventilation, non-functioning air filtration systems. If they're locked down, someone has to bring them groceries and medicines. Since the disease is in the wild, that guarantees that they will be exposed to the bug, and they'll spread it to their neighbors. So, rather than preventing Grandpa from taking his morning jaunt around the neighborhood, the lockdown put him in a virus incubator. Outside playing dominoes with friends or watching the girls go by, he would be safe. But inside, and Grandma is no different, she needs to be able to walk to the neighborhood deli where she can talk with her friends from the old country. A cup of coffee on the sidewalk where air circulation whisks away any trace of the virus is good, not harmful. But the lockdown took away those safe places and substituted the worst of all possible worlds. The lockdown was proposed by the brightest minds, who were in fact total idiots about practical epidemiology. They persisted in believing that a virus already in the wild could be contained by locking up the people who didn't have it yet, by hiding. And the only way that could work was if everyone remained in solitary confinement with no food or water for 14 days. And I think that just might have other effects that aren't so good. So the brilliant doctors Fauci and Birx proposed a solution that ran directly opposite to proven best practices. We know that now. It ignored major facts already known and demonstrated. We know that now. They persisted in believing they have acted in the best interests of America. We know whether that's true or not now. Should we be surprised if they were baffled by the real world? No, I don't think so. I think the baffling part is that we listen to them as long as we have. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
SCZ USA. Delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SCZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. A book that was published 66 years ago and still in print today is an essential reference for understanding most of the data that you see about pandemic afflicting the world today. It was written by Daryl Huff and illustrated by Irving Geis. How to Lie with Statistics. And it is both sardonic and a serious lesson in the abuse of math for propaganda. Whether or not it was studied by our Trump-hating media anxious to make the U.S. look bad, some of its lessons are being employed nonetheless. A few days ago, we learned that the mortality rate from the coronavirus is lower than was touted by the experts. Much lower. As in similar to this, you know, seasonal flu. And now, thanks to Matt Margolis at PJ Media, we see that the United States has a comparatively low mortality rate, but downstate New York has the worst. Now, when the media hounded Trump for weeks about testing, they kept screaming about per capita testing rates compared to South Korea. But now you hear not a word about per capita rates when it comes to mortality. Why? Well, because, you know, when you look at that, the hard numbers make the United States look as though it's fared much worse than the rest of the world. That's because idiots in the mainstream media lack the skill or the will to apply basic math. And as Margolis notes, it's quite easy to see that they've done an incredible job. The first list uses data from May 24th and shows total deaths of the 10 hardest hit countries. And as you could, you know, if you look at it, if you look at the raw numbers, the United States appears to have fared the worst in countries that are ranked in descending order. Which is, we're first with 96,000, UK at 36, Italy at 32, Spain 28, France 28, Brazil 22, Belgium 9, Germany 8, Iran 7, and Netherlands 5. All of that has other numbers in that, too. I'm just, you know, rounding back. But then when Margolis adjusts the numbers to reflect per capita rates, the murder rate per million people changes and drops dramatically. Then Belgium is at 791 per 100,000. Spain, 573 per 100,000. UK, 558 per 100. Italy, 524. France, 415. Sweden, 391. Netherlands, 338. Ireland, 309. U.S., 288. And Switzerland, 226. We actually come in ninth. Then Mr. Margolis does one final calculation. Because our numbers are distorted thanks to Cuomo's and de Blasio's incompetent leadership. Downstate New York has a disproportionate number of deaths compared to anywhere else in the country. So Margolis recalculated the list by removing the numbers from downstate New York and making it like a separate country. And, well, the way that turned that out, as you can, if you look at this, New York is worse than any European country, and the United States mortality rate drops. Downstate New York is at 1,771 per 100,000. A lot of that is due to the fact that everybody dying there is dying because of COVID-19. It's not because they're actually dying, but they're due to COVID-19. They're passing away for other reasons, but they may have COVID-19. Maybe they have a book in their pocket that says COVID-19. I don't know. And then the New York, if you look at the USA without New York, downstate New York, we come in at 233 per 100,000. Then there's three additional factors that would cause our mortality rate to drop even more. We wouldn't be even on the top 10 list of countries that are underreporting, like China, Iran, and the Soviet Union, provided accurate data. Second, like I said, we're overreporting deaths from the coronavirus that have nothing whatsoever to do with the virus. And third, since we're not doing massive antibody testing, we have no idea how many Americans were infected. And that figure would cause our mortality rate to drop even more. And still, the media keeps screaming about the hard numbers and conveniently no longer interested in the per capita data at that point. And I've yet to see anyone from the administration pushing back, nor our elected officials making this point. This is not to minimize the number of those who have died from this virus that Communist China thrust upon us and the rest of the world. But when speaking about how we fared, how well Trump has addressed this pandemic, and how well our health care system took care of people, it is very important that we be accurate and clear. The administration needs to be pushing this information out. I'm sure as soon as Trump figures it out, it'll be getting out there on Twitter. I heard something today. Somebody was calling something a presidential tweet. A presidential tweet. As soon as the president knows about this, I'm sure he will be hitting the Twittersphere and going for this. If you don't know the truth, if you didn't, if you've never heard the truth before now, feel free to share this. Feel free to share this. I don't understand why the left wants the United States to look so bad. I don't understand what they're supposed to get out of it. I don't understand what they're supposed to be thinking. Why would they want us to look so bad? And, you know, to a certain degree, I understand it. I mean, they want to defeat Trump. They don't care who they replace Trump with, as long as he's not Trump. Even senile Joe Biden. They would take senile Joe Biden over anybody. Over Trump. But, the only thing I don't understand about the Democrats right now is the Democrats had a pool of people that are somewhat younger than Joe, and not nearly as prone to gaffes as Biden. I said Trump. I meant Biden. And they're actually pretty clear now. They're absolute leftist idiots, but they can actually articulate what they're talking about and remember where they're at. And yet they have thrust Joe there, and everybody's so worried about making Trump look bad that the farce that is the Biden candidacy, there's people, he's telling Klobuchar to vet herself or get vetted. I don't know if Stacey Abrams or Abramson, whatever her name is, the shadow governor from Georgia, she wants real bad to be the VP. Gretchen Whitmer out of, Michigan, the governor of Michigan, that, her husband can get his boat in the water if he wants to, but nobody else can. She wants to be the VP. So, I don't understand it. I really don't. But that's not for me to worry about. Look at the numbers. Don't worry about what they tell you. Go check the numbers yourself. And just realize that, everything coming out of New York is inflated by about 35%. Listen to John Lott. He was here yesterday. Just listen to him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is holding a virtual hearing about a Department of Health and Human Services report regarding supply shortages during the coronavirus pandemic.
Regretfully, in recent weeks, President Trump has taken steps to remove, replace, or attack numerous officials in the IG community.
That's Chairman of the Committee, Democrat Kara Maloney, saying it's her committee's responsibility to protect them from political interference. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he can't believe what the shortage report says.
I'm deeply concerned with the flawed methodology that HHS OIG used to create this biased report.
Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey says four officers have been fired after a black man died while in custody. The FBI is investigating the case. A viral video shows an officer pressing his knee against the man's neck for several minutes. USA Radio News. an organization is helping out in an area where some of the most vulnerable live regarding the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A Christian organization hoping to help out in the COVID-19 ravaged Navajo Nation. As president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham spent Memorial Day yesterday in Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo Nation capital. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham says his organization is hoping to open a hospital in that region.
Chicago saw its deadliest Memorial Day weekend in years, even as people hunker down during Illinois' stay-at-home orders to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Police say 10 people were shot and killed in the city, the highest total since 2015. At least 42 people were injured in shootings. Street pastor Donovan Price says the shootings are a result of some Chicagoans refusing to adapt to new social distancing and quarantine guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. You know, a lot of the tech firms in Silicon Valley, most of the people, well, some of the people, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know where they're where they fall in the hierarchy of the tech giants. A lot of them live on the side of the road in RVs. So working remotely, you know, they just stay in the RV. But what do tech giants and working remotely have to do with guns, or specifically with gun control? Well, apparently a whole lot. Many things about America will be forever changed as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm not, you know, as far as the new normal part of it, I'm not going to be partaking too much in that, but... Some of them have been good for those of us who care about gun rights, like the hundreds of thousands and millions of first-time gun buyers who decided that owning a firearm and armed self-defense is an option that they thought would be a good idea. But not all the news is potentially good. There have been a number of articles this last week on how the employees at many of the California high-tech giants are taking advantage of the Wuhan virus to lower their cost of living and their exposure to COVID-19. Despite the tech company's ethos of giving people the ability to access everyone from anywhere, telecommuting in the industry has been relatively rare. I mean, it's definitely booming now. Let me tell you, I've been trying to get a couple of pieces that you would have thought would be somewhere, anywhere, and they're not. They are not. I had to go to... I think I'm looking for a piece of equipment coming out of Singapore right now. I don't know when that's going to get here. The very companies who are selling the ability to improve productivity via remote distributed services have, for the most part, kept their employees pretty much tied to their Silicon Valley office desks. The Wuhan virus seems to be changing all that. So, if the tech giant's employees no longer need to be in the office, they don't have to be in California. Right? So what does that have to do with gun control laws? The result of a more distributed Silicon Valley workforce would be a swarm of coastal exports spreading like locusts to much lower cost of living states in the great middle. And as these coastal employees disperse, they will bring with them not only their technical prowess and their incomes, but their culture and their voting habits, too. This could result in a blue wave overspilling the California border, funded with and even encouraged by the high-tech industry. And in truth, it would actually be an acceleration of a slow-moving exodus that's already been underway. There's already a bunch of Golden State refugees, a million or so, fleeing astronomical real estate prices and confiscatory taxes. This is not a new thing. Now, there's some thought that a virus-driven acceleration of this emigration could overrun Second Amendment-friendly outposts, overwhelming bastions of flyover country that have until now represented the bulk of Second Amendment support. And Western states taking in new Californians might be more anxious about change than they once were. Texas is a very popular destination for outbound Californians, and it has been that way for more than a decade, consistently averaging about 60,000 to 70,000 new Golden Staters per year. But now the state is at an inflection point between its history as a ruby-red conservative stronghold and its future as a more mixed state with blue metros and red rural areas. And in this context, the next SoCal founder, the U-Hauls in North Texas, isn't just some nice couple with different taste in barbecue. They're potentially the demographic straw that might break the GOP's back. Now, I think it was the Atlantic. Was it the Atlantic magazine? They pointed this out in January, pre-pandemic. The 2016 and 2018 elections proved there are more Democrat voters than Republican voters, or at least more who are willing to get out and vote, or at least more that have a little sandbagging going on with the illegal aliens voting. It's only because the blue states had such a high concentration of left-leaning voters that the 2016 Electoral College was an effective defense against a Clinton victory and what likely would have been more assaults on gun rights. Now, these companies have discovered that they can operate with their employees working from anywhere, which is essentially the way my job works. I can do what I do anywhere. Now, if the projected breakout of a significant number of California tech types happens and the politics and the nation could be altered to a degree, and the result could be devastating for the right to keep and bear arms. But I have a question about that. I'm a little vexed by this whole supposition that some of these guys are out here thinking that this is just going to happen. It's just going to happen, and nobody's going to be able to stop it. And these people are living in a place where they are locked down right now. And the presumption that we're making is they're going to run from this because they want to go somewhere that where they can move around. You know, we're completely discounting all of the new gun owners that came over to us and, probably have changed their political philosophy. A lot of people, millions of people, found out that gun control is a lie. And they know people. Some of these millions were in California. And they know people. So it's not one of these things where it is a slam dunk. I look at some of the things that happen whenever these things do occur. And we're sitting around going, well, I wonder what's going to happen now, and I wonder what's going to happen now. I rarely look at this, especially if the source is going to be some blue leftist rag like the Atlantic. If they're the ones out there saying this is going to happen, I begin to wonder just sort of out loud, how much of this is really going to be a thing? And that's what we should be asking now. So if somebody moves into your state If a California tech worker from Facebook moves to your state, are they going to exist in a bubble, or are they going to embrace their new community and assimilate? Now, unless they move here in a herd, they're probably going to be alone. And that's where I get out here and say, to a degree, I have to cry shenanigans, because moving somewhere is a daunting proposition. I know that, and I mean, that's today. That moving somewhere, even today, where you have free long distance, back in the 70s, long distance phone calls were an extra charge, a very expensive extra charge, where you have the internet where you can actually watch somebody on video while you're, from wherever they are. Technologically, you can see someone no matter where they are over the internet. And still, despite all that stuff, despite everything, when you leave one community, you have to get out there and be in the new community. You're going to have to learn new grocery stores and streets and customs and, all this other stuff. And I believe a lot of people, if they do run from California, I know a lot of people that have already run from California, so they're not out here going, I can't wait to turn the rest of the country just like it was in California that I left in disgust. I just don't ever hear that. It rarely ever comes up. So, I saw that, and I saw the winsomeness in his, the wishful thinking. I found that interesting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki: great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last time on The Firing Line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Whenever there is a shooting of any kind, especially a big shooting, a rampage shooting type, it's important that we try to at least determine a motive. Sometimes we never get one. But when we do, we can start to peel apart the layers of psychosis to try and find something underlying, some pathology that we could address that can possibly prevent these kinds of things from happening again. And in the aftermath of the shooting at the Westgate Mall in Glendale, Arizona, that process has begun. It's amazing how many places have a place called Westgate Mall. Even in Kenya, they have a Westgate Mall. That was the one that was attacked there by terrorists. What's disturbing is that this appears to be related to a group we've seen commit horrible acts before. According to the authorities, the killer described himself as an incel. Now, Elliot Rogers was an incel. Some of you are going, what is an incel? In a court appearance on Thursday, prosecutors said 20-year-old, whatever his name is, described himself to authorities as an incel or involuntarily celibate who wanted to shoot at least 10 people. In the Snapchat video seen by BuzzFeed News, the man wearing a camouflage face mask can be seen aiming and firing his weapon, including at one woman who appeared to be injured and lay on the ground next to a car. In the exchange, the man can be heard telling the woman he is angry at society as she responded that she had nothing to do with that. Incels are very troubled individuals, to say the least. What we're basically talking about here is these are the guys who can't get girlfriends. Or if they do, they end up with a manipulative woman who takes every advantage of them and generally don't get a physical relationship. And that in and of itself isn't enough to make somebody an incel, though. No, to be really classified as an incel, you have to lose your mind over it. You have to be furious over it. Now, critics of incels argue that the group, they're not organized, but they do congregate in various parts of the interwebs, is mostly just mad at women for not giving them the sex that they think they deserve. I wouldn't be surprised if most of them are not in college or school. Now, most of these guys are people we would often classify as losers anyway. Many are jobless, they have no college education, they aren't personable people, and generally have little to offer the opposite sex. And as a result, they get angry at women in what often is real, true misogyny. And the problem with the left when they call us a misogynist for some reason, it's the same thing when you call somebody a racist, just to put them on the defensive. Real racists should be rooted out and dealt with. Real misogynists, well, they can lead to violence. Before this, one of the more prominent examples of incel violence was when an incel drove a van into a crowd in Toronto, Canada. And interestingly, that attack killed 10 people, the exact same number the Westgate shooter said he wanted to shoot. And that could also be a coincidence, you know, but a very interesting one. And then back to, you know, is it Isla Vista, Isla Vista? Back to Elliot Rodgers back in 2014. Even the Parkland killer has been linked to the incel community by praising the Isla Vista killer. Now, it sort of seems like, and, you know, you correct me if I'm wrong here. I could be incorrect here. It seems like this is a group of individuals that we would do well to take a long, hard look at and start working toward helping them deal with their frustration and maybe come to recognize that violence isn't the way to deal with things. Of course, that's difficult with a group of people who simply blame all their problems on other people. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Especially with a group that is so violent. Let's talk a moment before we go about suicide. Because right now all the anti-gunners are out there saying, well, you know, the big problem is going to be suicide with guns. No. Suicide is suicide. It is a tragedy. It is a mental health issue. It is not a gun issue. Suicide is committed by urinating on sheets and hanging yourself, using your shoe. I mean, if you get committed, they take away your shoelaces, they take away anything that you could use to hurt yourself with, and most of the time you don't have a whole lot of nothing when you are committed and locked into a room. Suicide is where somebody, and this is the thing about suicide. This is the one thing that, with my producer that committed suicide, this is the one thing that I try to find solace with. People who are suicidal have been so tormented by life, by the way life is going, that when they finally come to this decision to commit suicide, for the first time in however long it's been, they come to a moment of peace. This is the first time they know peace in their tormented lives. Now, then when they go and commit suicide, then we are left looking around at each other wondering what just happened. But suicide is not a gun problem. Now, being locked in, being locked down, and being, you know, basically, you know, a lot of people are so afraid that even though they may not be locked in, which I live in South Carolina, and according to what my understanding is, South Carolina is sort of wide open. We're sort of, comparatively speaking to the rest of the states, South Carolina is absolutely free now, although we're not completely free. I mean, a lot of people that work in offices, buildings, that kind of thing, they're not back at work yet, which I don't understand. We know so many things right now about how the futility of this. But the being locked down, and I want you to think about the different people that are being locked down. Think about the incels, for example. You know, these people we just talked about. Think about old people who are widows or widowers, and the only people that come and see them are their family, or if they're firm, and if they're infirm, they're caregivers that come and show up. People with low incomes. People that are living with disabilities, and people like incels who are socially isolated, the awkward, the ones that are not, what would we say? We would say they're not socially graceful. Is that what we would say? Now, if you want to look at per capita gun suicide, the way they like to break it down, for all of you out there that think that men run the hierarchy and we've destroyed the world, well, we are the highest group of people that kill ourselves, 14 per 100,000. Now, people with military service tick up at 21 per 100,000, but we already knew this, and disabled individuals, 14 per 100,000. But if you become unemployed, separated, or divorced. And what if you're unemployed, separated, or divorced, and then you're socially isolated in a lockdown? But if you want to look at the groups that are most likely to commit suicide, you're going to be looking at my age group. older white men that live in rural areas and may have been in the military. So, and many of those groups that I just mentioned are also members of the gun culture, or they own guns. But we're not monolithic as a single group of middle-aged white dudes in the gun culture, right? It's interesting that now it's not just about the gun culture. Suddenly it's a problem. Thing is, it's a problem, and it's going to be a bigger one going forward. And after all, how many of us were locked down for months over the coronavirus? And enough that suicide did more damage in California than COVID-19 did, is the breakdown on that. So in California, they're saying they've seen a year's worth of suicides in 4 weeks. So we flattened the curve, but at the same time, we in certain areas, people killing themselves outdid COVID-19 as far as taking life. And once again, that adds to the premature loss of life that happens every year. We'll be back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.